The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
It's Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. It's Friday night. Friday night calls. All calls welcome at 312-332-3776. It's the way we do Friday nights here on Bleck and Abdallah. It's our favorite night of the week.
Absolutely.
Talk to the people.
And what better way to start than with breaking Blackhawks news?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Chris, breaking Blackhawks news.
Are you going to break it down for me? Is that why you're
defensive help, 7 years, signed a seven-year deal.
All right. I didn't know that that's the plan, that you were going to break it down for me. What else do you think about it?
I mean, listen, it's a great weekend in Chicago, man. You got the Blackhawks making a trade. You've got a big series for the White Sox coming up in Milwaukee as we lead you into that at 6:30 with Connor McKnight's pregame. And then Len and DJ have the call.
Right, right.
And, the Cubs are there, too.
sure.
And that's it. That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'm just
All
letting
right.
you know.
Vibe.
There you go. There it is. That's what I was waiting for.
I was like, all right, this is what we're doing. Let's do it. All right, do we have details yet? Seth Jones heading to the Hawks. I do see some reports that he is signing a seven-year extension with the Blackhawks.
According to Emily Kaplan, he's signing a seven-year extension, gets to play with his brother on the Chicago's blue line. So big defensive help for the Blackhawks. No return named yet. Pierre LeBrun is saying that it's picks and a player, but we don't know which player and which picks. The draft is tonight. The draft is taking place here in about an hour. The NHL draft, so maybe it's this year's picks, maybe it's a couple from next year. We don't know yet. As soon as we know, you will know.
All right,
that's
fantastic.
How that works.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. How about that? Friday night, you kick things off with some Blackhawks news. So there
Listen,
you go.
Puck Dollar, Blue Line Bleck, we're here. We know what's up.
It's what we're doing. It's why we're here
when
on a Friday
news,
night.
When there's news, we talk about it.
There is some stuff to talk about. I do want to talk to you about the news about Davante Adams that came out earlier today in the Packers situation with Aaron Rodgers and their star wide receiver. And then also we know that there's a lot going on just with the White Sox. White Sox baseball taking place tonight at 6:30. Connor McKnight will have your pregame show right here on ESPN 1000. Lucas Giolito is on the mound tonight to face off against the Brewers in Milwaukee. Giolito on the season has a record of 8 wins and 6 losses. He has an ERA of 3.90 in the White Sox right now. They're 9 games up on the Cleveland Indians, sitting with a record at 58-38. They take on the Brewers this weekend. Should be a very fascinating series. Quickly, your thoughts on the Indians' new nickname, the Guardians, which was announced today. Cleveland Guardians will be the name starting next season.
It's not the name I would have gone with, but it's fine. Cool, I guess. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's got the Ians at the end, so...
Well, yeah, clearly they
wanted
to...
You only have to, change half the jerseys.
Right.
So it's like when you unbutton an Indians jersey...
Yeah, the one side
the
will
Ians
stay the
will
same.
Will stay the same,
yes.
And they'll just add the guard.
Right, yeah, that's all it is.
There's some good Marvel tie-ins if you want the Guardians of the Galaxy there, too, so you could work that in if you want to.
I do think the look of the new logo to fit into the way the old logos and the script looked, I think it looks good.
Yeah.
Like I've seen a lot, the in vogue thing now is to trash anything that comes out new.
Yeah.
And I do think that it looks okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
What do you think of the logo? A lot of people want to trash the logo. The logo is
fine.
A G. It looks like there are two G's holding a baseball between the two, the index finger and your middle finger, like you're throwing a pitch. And there's wings off the G's. What are your thoughts of the baseball being pitched by the G's?
I mean...
With wings.
It's okay. I would have preferred them to go with the spiders. Just because I think of the mascot possibilities. And I think of
obviously cooler mascots. I get that.
Yeah.
Totally get that.
I think when the pitcher wants a new baseball, a spider could run it out there. You could make the golf cart if you wanted to have a golf cart, bring your relievers in.
Have floppy spider legs.
Like, yeah, there's a lot more possibilities, I feel like, with this. Like, what's their mascot going to be? Is it going to be some guy that looks like Thor?
Maybe.
Like, it's going to be a dude with wings.
Why not?
Like, on his helmet. But you can't use Thor trademark.
No, copyright. But you could use someone that looks
copyright
like...
Copyright infringement.
Looks like him.
He's going to have a big bat instead of a big hammer?
Yeah, why not? Or it could be a bat that had the hammer on the end of the bat. See what I'm saying? Like, the stick would look like a baseball bat, but then it would have the hammer at the end.
Okay.
Which is all possible. But next season, the Cleveland Indians will no longer be the nickname. That will not be the nickname. It will be the Cleveland Guardians. I think it... For all the options that are out there, and like everyone wants to trash whatever's new, I think it kind of makes sense and it kind of works. I like the look of it.
Yeah, I think
logo doesn't bother me at all. I actually think the logo kind of looks neat.
I just want to know what the mascot looks like. I'm a big mascot guy. I want to know what the mascot looks like.
Really? You're a big mascot guy?
No.
We've been doing shows for years? I didn't know that you were Adam Abdallah was a big mascot guy. I didn't know that was a part of the conversation.
My favorite mascot, and no offense to Benny the Bull, but my favorite mascot was Double. Remember Double?
Yeah, he was terrible.
No, Double was great. Double was the...
He had the face that... He had the, like, hard face.
Yeah, but he did all the cool dunks and stuff that Benny does now.
The plush everywhere else.
Basically,
with a hard
you
face.
Had a fat Benny, and you had a skinny Double, and then they just kind of combined them and made, like, a dad bod Benny.
Oh, yeah. Benny now is just in shape.
Yeah,
like, Benny the Bull back in the day was fun because Benny the Bull back in the day was round.
Yeah.
Like the Philly Fanatic. That's how big
he was. And he would just kind of like hang out and do the popcorn tricks and stuff. And Double did all the cool, like Double did all the...
He flew in the air.
Yeah, flew out in the air. He did all the flips and stuff. But then they were like, Double got busted for weed possession. And then they had to get rid of that. So,
they could bring back now.
I mean, you could. Yeah. Now Double could own a couple dispensaries if he wanted to.
312-332-3776. All calls welcome. Friday night calls. It's Black and Abdallah. Such, Naperville. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Such?
Such. Such?
Good. Hey, first of all, Abdallah, I always have sneaker things, but last time I called in, you called me a broke boy for having...
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, no. I didn't call you a broke boy.
Oh, no.
Sometimes we make rash sneaker decisions, Such, and you have to own up to those.
Broke boy, wow.
Okay. Look, every time I'm about to buy a pair, I'm like, would Abdallah crap on me? Yes or no?
So what are you wearing today? What are you wearing today?
Today I've got some Kobe 11, Achilles heels.
Love them.
Perfect.
And they're very comfortable.
What was your last pickup?
Oh my! I haven't picked up in a while. I run a travel agency, so I need to stop buying shoes because we are getting destroyed financially. But hey, real quick, I'm a big fan of this Cleveland Guardians thing. I think it's kind of cool. I agree with Black where people kind of do hate on new things. But like in terms of the mascot, so you brought up the Philly Fanatic. You guys remember in the 90s, the Phoenix Suns had a gorilla?
Yeah.
Like, that was so random. So I feel like it doesn't necessarily have to match up with the team name.
Well, have you seen Southpaw? I mean, Southpaw's like a green, like monster-looking type thing.
Yes. And also, what is the Philly, their hockey team? What is that thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, I know. You're talking about the orange guy. Yeah.
Oh, his name?
He's like a cracked-out Big Bird.
Yeah, right. Like, he's wild. All over the place. No, yeah.
Well, hey, I'll let you guys
gritty,
go. Thanks
gritty,
for taking my
gritty.
Call.
Thanks, Such. Appreciate the phone call. That's Such in Naperville. Let's go to also in Naperville, or Warrenville, Mark. Mark in Warrenville, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show.
We're good, man. What's up?
I was going to say, I was like, they can't use spider for the name of the mascot because of all the spider tech controversy. Imagine how many jokes you guys would have for that.
Oh, please. That story's in the past.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah, new 24-hour news cycle, Mark.
Come on.
24-hour news cycle,
no.
Mark.
Come on, Mark.
Listen, I thought you guys would jump all over that.
Well, you got to come with better material next time, Mark.
All right, I didn't hear it before, but if it was, then you guys were funny.
I thought that I saw the call and I'm like, oh man, did I not know something about copyright infringement?
I was like, is there
actually
with the old name?
The spiders?
Well, they used to be called the spiders.
I know,
so,
that's what I'm saying. You could have just been fine and be the spiders again.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it.
And then they could be called the sticky spiders. Come on.
Yes, the sticky spiders. Yes, the spider type.
Yeah, have a good one, man. Later.
That's Mark in Warrenville. John and Juliet, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man.
I was just wondering, with the Sox game coming up and today being the anniversary of Mark Burley's perfect game, you guys are constantly talking about the Chicago all-time greats list. How come there's not some more love for Mark Burley? Golden Gloves, 14 years, 200-plus innings, and all these other accolades, perfect game, no-hitter. How come I never hear him listed on the top 10?
What list?
What list are we talking about? List? We don't have a list.
Whenever you guys are talking about Chicago all greats, you got Jordan, Peyton, you start to list a couple others, Bobby Hall, start going down the list, and I'm wondering, where's some love for Mark Burley?
Well, I think, what list?
We're doing a list of all-time greats on our show?
Yeah.
When did we say Bobby Hall? I don't think Black and Abdallah ever said Bobby Hall in the show's existence.
Bobby Hall.
Hall was blessed.
You guys are talking with Waddle and Sylvie.
All right, maybe it was a Waddle. I don't know. Mark Burley's fantastic. I'm with you, John. I have no disagreement there. Burley's great. Shout out to Burley.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. I don't think you'll find a show, John,
between the two of us that like Mark Burley more than the two of us. You had a fish named Mark Burley, and
I just wanted to know what the list was.
Mark Burley is one of my favorite Sox of all time. Like Mark Burley's one of the best.
All right, that's cool.
Especially like getting to know him, producing those old talking baseball shows.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Black and Abdallah, all calls welcome. Friday night calls. It's what we do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. We've got some good calls on the line. And will we get a wine report coming up next? I'm looking forward to it.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All calls welcome. Friday night calls. It's Black and Abdallah. We're about 12 minutes away from Connor McKnight and White Sox pregame here on the White Sox Network. White Sox travel up to Milwaukee. A little road trip up to Milwaukee tonight for the weekend. Take on the Brewers. Giolito on the mound. Connor will have the pregame starting at 6:30 right here on ESPN 1000. You're going up there tomorrow.
I am. I'm going up to Kenosha. It's the Mars Cheese Castle. Come hang out with me at the Mars Cheese Castle from 2 to 4 p.m. and register to win a pair of White Sox tickets to tomorrow night's game. Carlos Rodon on the mound. Watch them take on the Brewers tomorrow night. Drive up, hang out with me, have some cheese, have some meat, have some brews at the Mars Cheese Castle. They got everything.
Then
if you win the tickets, keep driving north, go see the White Sox. Hopefully beat the Brewers. It's going to be great. Tomorrow, 2 to 4, Mars Cheese Castle. Be there or don't enjoy the cheese and meats with me. That's fine.
All right, what's this? Edward in Edgebrook.
Uh-oh.
Edward, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead.
These two dudes from Libertyville have no talent, have no skill. All they do is ride my coattails. Without me, they have no show. I am Cap and I'm the king. Bend the knee and kiss my ring. I will walk wherever I feel from these boys from Libertyville. Little boys from Libertyville.
Is this Edward Cook?
That's Ed Cook.
He just called to sing and then hang up.
That's great. Oh, man.
He was a finalist in the holiday parody song contest for Waddle and Sylvie with the song These Two Boys.
But we just heard it.
No, I know. We don't have to play the whole thing. I just wanted to say he sent in production the whole thing. He hung up. That was it.
That's fine. Because you
Edward's
said.
Edward's great.
But while we were in the break, coming back, you go, what's this? Look at line six. And it said, stop picking on Cap.
Yes.
Or leave Cap alone. And then when you said Edward, and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, that's outstanding. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, no.
Mitchell in Des Plaines.
Two nights in a row. Quick wine review on a
All
Friday
right, give
night.
Us a quickie, Mitchell.
Quick
What's
wine
going on?
Review.
Here's the bottom line, folks. Okay, I'm opening up strong. Rodney Strong. We talked about this last night. I did some research at Benny's. I was there today. Talked to their company. Excellent corporate culture. The Benny or the Robert Strong Cabernet that I talked about last night for the 2018 goes for $14.99.
Okay.
The 2008 goes for about $46.99 mm-hmm. because obviously it's older. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Rodney Strong has a bunch of different blends. I said this last night. Outstanding. I'm a big fan of it. I don't work for them. I'm totally objective, but I really like this company and I really like the taste profile in that particular Cabernet. Now, T Sagittarius. Team Gemini, yep. You know tonight is a full moon in Aquarius. And Team Gemini, that's a fellow air sign. So obviously tonight, you're going to light up like a Christmas tree. But in the spirit, okay, of the full moon and the spirit of music, I want to fulfill the requirements that I talked to you last night. And do I have your permission, please?
Yes, you do have your permission. We got to keep it short, though. But you have your yes.
The opening song, okay, the opening song that you guys had was from the song called Car that you just played. It's called Let's Go. It goes like this. One, two, three, four. One, three, four. Two, two, three, four. S. This is the verse. Now watch. It's the best part. Go down. Watch this.
That's a film.
I want a world of dance. I want to take her down.
Back on it.
Oh, yep, right back on the beat.
Okay, so that was when you guys played out of going back into your segment.
Mm-hmm.
It was from the Cars.
Yep.
That's called Let's Go. That was their 1978 debut album. I was in a cover band. We played that left and right. That's the song, note for note, okay? And by the way, the bottom line is, on this full moon in Aquarius, I want you to be safe, number one. Number two, I want you to drink lots of wine. And by the way, wine's not exactly a great cooling off beverage, but it does what I call warm the soul. And number three, the bottom line is, Team Gemini, Team Sagittarius, you are the best. You are equal to the best. And that is the bottom line.
Thank you, Mitchell, and you are the best. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds great. Over and out.
Mitchell and Des Plaines right here on ESPN 1000 with his drum kit. It's fantastic. All right, quickly, Jose and Homewood. We got only 30 seconds before the song of the night. Jose, go ahead.
30 seconds, Jose, go.
Go ahead, Jose.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Since you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the Guardians, they got a new logo. Would you guys be okay if the Blackhawks ever change the Indian head to like a hawk or anything? That's all I got to say. I want to hear you guys. You guys awesome. Happy Friday. Go Sox!
Yeah, thank you, Jose. Go Sox. And yeah, like if they had to change it to a screaming hawk, right, like soaring through the air or something, like maybe you could still do the feathers with the different colors and incorporate that with some type of, like, listen, mm-hmm. I get it. If that's how it has to go at some point, I'd understand.
Yeah, everything. Listen, times are different, man. Stuff changes. It's fine. We'll get over it.
Here on Black and Abdallah, we don't have time for good questions,
we'll
roll to next week.
Yeah,
okay?
good job, guys.
But I think there was only one from this week, too.
One or two, yeah.
All right, let's get to the song of the night. White Sox baseball is coming up.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, Lynn.
You know, for a second, I thought it was going to be raining and it wouldn't really fit.
No,
but
man, we good.
We go to DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith. Summertime from 1991 on a beautiful Friday night in the summer. Summertime.
groove, slightly transform. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause this is summertime.
So the reason we picked Summertime tonight is the album Home Base by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince came out 30 years ago today.
Wow.
30 years ago today.
Does that make you feel old?
Well, okay. We've had this conversation before about Will Smith. I believe that for our age group, we are now 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Our age has passed. Like, we're not hip and all that kind of stuff anymore, right? Will Smith is the greatest entertainer.
You saying we're washed?
Yes, we're very washed.
Okay.
Will Smith is the greatest entertainer of our generation. If you think about all the music he made, the hit movies he made when we were growing up, and he was the star of a hit TV show that when we were growing up. He is, while we were growing up, anybody that's a elder
a 90s kid,
Will Smith, the true triple threat. He could sing, he could act, he could rap, he could do everything. He was in movie stars, he was an action star, he was funny, he could do everything.
Felt like he was the triple threat before every person that becomes famous now turns into a triple threat because it's just what you do.
Yeah.
He was like a forefather of the triple threat.
And people that I've had this conversation with have thrown out Justin Timberlake to me, and I'm like, what movies have Justin Timberlake been where he's good? He's been in movies, but what movie?
He's good in that new movie on Apple.
Okay,
you see that movie?
But what movie? What,
with the kid?
Has he
kid?
Had franchises built around him?
No. I mean, Will Smith's a totally different category.
Yeah.
He's way, I mean, could you argue that Jennifer Lopez is in the same class as Will Smith from that same era?
Oh, yeah. The problem is with Jennifer Lopez, no TV show.
She never had a hit TV show.
She never had a hit TV show. So that's where, I mean, wasn't she a backup dancer for Roundhouse?
Yeah.
That doesn't count,
way
though.
Back in the day.
Yeah, from that Nickelodeon show from back in the day. That doesn't count, though. So, like, Will Smith, and, like, this obviously came out 30 years ago, and then Fresh Prince, and then, you know, Parents Don't Understand, and yes, he's had Men in Black and Miami and all Wild Wild West and whatever. Say what you will about his acting skills, whether you like him or not. The dude can do comedy, he can do drama, he can do action, he can do whatever he wants to. I love Will Smith. He's great. His movies as of late have not been so great. I get it. Now he's kind of just propping up his kids. You know, for them to have movies and stuff, like The Karate Kid and stuff like that. That
favorite,
was a while ago.
Favorite Will Smith movie?
Oh, man, that's tough. Independence Day.
Hands down?
That's not even tough. Yeah, that's Independence Day.
You're not a Wild Wild West guy?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I think it's underrated. But it's Independence Day easily. Yours?
He did have a run right there in the mid-90s where every movie that came out, it was a marquee event.
Absolutely.
From Independence Day to Men in Black.
He was Mr. Summer.
Yeah.
He was the summer blockbuster guy. For sure.
I Am Legend's really good.
Yeah, I Am
Legend. Like, that's a cool movie.
I, Robot? Come on. The documentary that is I, Robot?
Can I give you I Am Legend for as my favorite?
Absolutely you can.
I mean, Independence Day is great. But and it's also finally selling. It was raining earlier. I was like, oh, summertime's not going to work.
No, this is going to be, it's going to be hot this weekend. This is the vibes of the weekend for sure.
There you go. Summertime. Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, song of the night.
I want to rock.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for.
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an. Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
There you go. The end of another great week for Bleck and Abdallah. Coming up next, White Sox baseball in Milwaukee to face the Brewers. Connor McKnight has a pregame show coming up next.
You are listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.